Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hi, and thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Meditation. These meditations are designed for you to be able to build a systematic approach to having powerful spiritual discipline. And those kind of spiritual disciplines are not easily inserted into our hectic lifestyle, but this meditation is designed for you to purposely find quietude and solitude, to start with a brief word of Scripture and then get you into hearing from God, not just having a one-way dialogue. So in Galatians chapter 1, beginning of verse 4, the text says, Jesus gave his life for our sins, just as God our Father planned, in order to rescue us from this evil world in which we live. All glory to God forever and ever. Amen. And to that I say a healthy and hearty yes and amen. Aren't you glad that Jesus was intended to give his life for all of our selfishness and sinfulness? That God our Father saw the greater good, he saw the bigger picture, he was the creator and sustainer of all things, and as a part of his redemptive plan for you and I, in order to be rescued from this evil world in which we live, God sent his only Son. In all glory to God forever and ever for his everlasting kindness. Today, my friend, I invite you to take a moment and tell the Lord something you're grateful for. Lord, thank you today for, and then finish that sentence. And I also invite you today to say, Lord, this one thing I need you to give me great wisdom in so that I might handle it in such a way that you would be proud of me, your child. And go ahead and finish that sentence. Lord, today, would you give me wisdom in? And now I want to invite you to bring before the Lord one need in your life that you know only he could deliver. And I want to invite you to, with all faithfulness, gentleness, kindness, with all the fruits of the Spirit, ask him to overwhelm you with them so that you might indeed receive this wisdom from on high. What's the one thing that you need the Lord to step into your life and deliver today? And now let's prepare to meditate, get still and quiet, to be in a place where we can be comfortable, let our facial muscles fall at ease and our shoulders droop a little bit, and let us take a moment to hear from God. I've said this over and over again on this podcast with these meditations that I have learned to train my ear, my head, my heart, and my soul to hear God as he prompts me, as he pokes me, as he pulls me. And I do believe there are times when I have literally audibly heard God give me direction. Today, my prayer is that you and the Lord would be in such a beautiful place that you would know, as you've trained your ears, your head, your heart, and your soul, to listen to God and hear from him. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in a couple of moments. Well, friend, it is always good to make sure that we've been quiet enough to hear from God. Let me take you back to the text again. Jesus gave his life for our sins, just as God our Father planned, in order to rescue us from this evil world in which we live. All glory to God forever and ever. Amen. My friend, thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation, and trust you'll join me again tomorrow as we seek his voice and in that find peace, power, and direction for our day. God bless you, friend.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.